Dragons AF. Last week, the Lapras Inferno is comprised of the best fighters are acting strange. Milo, a merch-selling magic user, is forced to conjure a sword for Kandara, a Lapras Inferno fighter. Many of the other fighters reach out to Minda, their sports therapist slash lover, for help. And Dash, a small rabbit paladin who works at the Scarlet Dome as a blood-cleaning janitor, is haunted by a mysterious figure who keeps whispering, "Where does all the blood go?" We'll start with the threesome.
Yeah. Good.
So, Honeydew, Cynthia, and Dahan. Dahan, you have your friend in tow. You've stumbled upon what can only be described as...
In so many words,
as a threesome. Dahan, you're a little further behind with your very confused college buddy in tow, Tan Shin. And we have Honeydew and Cynthia. You're staring at a threesome between Taesan, the avatar of Baknu, and Linda, second chair, Tuba, engaging in a sex act. They all have paused. You just hit your drum pad, your sample pad, and the word "bruh" has come out.
And so they have just paused.
They stopped in the middle of the act and looked at you.
Oh, so do they see us? Because
no,
we're still stealthy. I rolled a nat 20.
I gotta
be sure that stays intact.
Okay. We'll say they don't see you yet because you're kind of hidden behind one of the lockers, like the series of lockers in the middle, and you just hear a voice. Is someone there?
I am going to shapeshift again out of my smooth marble form into...
Again, you're not a marble, you're just...
out of my half panda, smooth-looking marble form into, let's see, one of the members of the Noisy Pebbles.
Okay.
I'll dig through my memory and just go with, Kaga, Little Lake. So I transfer myself. I remember playing the orchestra, seeing them, Koga in battle, and just... transform myself into a perfect image of Kaga.
So you replicate Koga's kind of silvery dragon-like features, tiny dragon features, and you do a pretty good, you look very much like Koga now.
Do I see this happen?
You're coming in the door, so you hear "bruh," basically, and then everything stops. Do you move forward? And
yeah.
So you walk forward, you see Koga, you recognize Koga, so does Tan. Mm-hmm. You just saw the fifth chair Tuba panda turn into Koga, one of the combatants of the match of the Noisy Pebbles.
Okay.
I turn to Cynthia and I'm like, I know it's embarrassing that I like tried to turn into a marble earlier, but like, trust me, I'm really good at it. I'm like good at turning into other people. Like, do you see this?
This is uncanny.
Hello? Is someone there?
Yeah, hey, it's me, Kaga. We're late for practice. Oh, what's going on here? I like step out and like inch towards them and I'm like,
Tan Shin comes over and is like,
hello, Kaga?
It me.
Koga?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
You mean Koga?
Koga, yes. It's me. Yeah. What's going on here? It looks fun. It looks like a fun pre-warm-up.
Koga, you know that I have my private time with Linda before the matches. Is something gone wrong?
I just didn't realize Baknu was...
Shouldn't you be at the warm-ups?
...part of it. Yeah, we were looking for you. But what's
roll a deception check. I won't give you disadvantage because you did shapeshift, but
yeah.
Sounding odd.
12 plus 8, dirty 20.
Okay, right,
have you been feeling weird lately?
Weird? I mean, when I saw you guys, I'm feeling a little strange. A little more curious, one could say.
Oh, never mind. I need to spend some more time with Linda and our new friend. He didn't give a name, he walked in and
you know how
sexually open I am.
I'm all for it.
Well, I think my break is done. I should probably head back. Seems like you got it all figured out. Tanshin, you're reunited with your teammate, and I better get going.
I start to turn around and walk away.
Tan? He's talking to Tan. Tan is talking behind you. And he's like,
yeah, I'm Tan.
Tan Shin, you are in the Lapis Inferno's dressing room. You are reunited with your presumable teammate.
Tan stops and says,
I think we need to have a conversation. Just the team.
Yeah.
I go, you heard what they said. Let's get out of their way.
Wait.
I try to escort.
You're the boss lady, right?
House manager. God wrangler, yes.
Koga, you've not felt anything strange lately?
Not off the top of my head, no.
I don't know how what have you been doing to us?
Me?
You run the...
I have not been doing anything. I've just been tending to all my VIP customers.
I don't remember how I got here.
Do you want to call someone?
Taysan steps up.
Is he nude?
He's nude.
I turn my eyes away.
Taysan removes himself from the threesome.
Can I grab towels? Can I grab towels?
Yeah,
do I see that there are towels?
You do see towels nearby.
I hand them over gingerly to everybody.
Taysan puts towel over, covers his privates. He's, you know, he's a gentleman. And Taysan says,
the reason why...
And then Linda's like, are you sure you want to tell them, Taysan? And then Taysan looks over to Linda and does a nod.
The reason why I have my little ritual before all the matches is because it's the only way I can remember.
I wish I could relate.
Who are you?
Sorry, I'm just a line cook here. It seems like you're all lined up, so I'm just stopping by.
Well, you're part of this now.
Excuse me? I'm on break, so I gotta clock back in.
I'm not letting you leave. There's bigger powers at work, and I can't assume that you're not against me.
You need a wizard, right? He's right here. There you go.
Oh, your hand's right on me.
He grips you. Don't leave my side.
Okay.
Something's going on. It feels like members of both our teams, both the Noisy Pebbles and the Lapras Inferno, have been in a sort of trance during the fights. It's not really us fighting.
Hi, it's me, Kaga. Koga. So to clarify, so
Tan looks at you and he's like,
you keep getting your name wrong.
It's, you remember last battle I got?
Pull another deception check.
We got 16 this time.
Okay. Opposing insight check. Tan looks and she's like,
Koga, have you been feeling any different? Because I know I agree with Taysan. I've also been losing my memory.
When you're recalling it, I'm feeling a little bit different as well. I'm forgetting how my name sounds. I got hit in the last battle in the mouth, so it's just making me say my O's a little weird.
Tan looks at you, he's like,
you use a bow. You've been outside of combat. No one touched you.
It was a stray. Okay, I'm so far out there. You guys don't even
roll
look at
another deception.
Nineteen.
Whoa. Nerf him.
Okay, maybe I didn't see it hit you. What's going on?
I'm trying to clarify my feelings too. So you're saying you have this ritual to remember things? What's going on? What do you feel? I'm trying to see if I feel the same way.
Well, I started snapping back into my memory when I saw Dahan's name. We were really good friends in college, or at least I thought we were.
Yes.
And I have a lot of strong feelings for Dahan.
That's news to me.
Sorry, I never told you. You came from such a good family, and I was just...
Don't talk.
Oh, sorry.
Just a cook. I'm just a cook.
Okay, but... Those emotions flooded back in me and snapped me out of the trance that we were in during this whole competition.
I'm sorry. There are people who decide who wins, and I was not privy to this.
I look at my ticket.
I could have been making bets at the casino, feeding my friends.
Taysan comes up to you and says, I'm not sure if people are deciding who's winning or who's not. All I know is that the only clarity I have is when I'm staring into the eyes of my beloved, and he turns over and looks at Linda, and Linda looks longingly at him. He grabs her hands like, you're the light. in the darkness of battle. And they're like staring into each other's eyes. And you see the avatar of Baknu kind of just like standing there.
And I guide him.
It's like, no. This is the first time I've felt any sort of emotion in a long time. As you know, avatars have to empty themselves of all sense of self to inhabit a god so they can enjoy the games at their pleasure, their viewing pleasure. I can no longer be an avatar. I have tasted the forbidden fruit.
He seems like he's in his own world and having kind of like a revelation.
Maybe this was not what I wanted for my life, and maybe I wasn't cut out to be an avatar.
And then you see Linda and Taysen go over and like kind of hug him and like kind of like hold him. And he's like, you, like me, were lost in the darkness.
What?
And through our love together, have found the light. They're just like huddled together, hugging each other.
I go, can you, okay, so who's, hang on, who's in love with who?
Yeah, can we recap real quick?
Okay. Taysen is in love with Linda.
Uh-huh.
And the avatar of Baknu stumbled upon them having sex, and they welcomed him.
Uh-huh. And Dahun's friend,
Tanshin.
Tanshin maybe has
is on the other team. He's on the Noisy Pebbles.
Got it.
And he knows you, Kaga.
Yeah.
Or Koga. Yeah, you got me mixed up. he knows you, Koga. And this is the first time he's talked to one of his teammates, his so-called teammates, about his memory loss.
So, yeah, Honeydew, a.k.a. Koga, looks at the huddle of the three loved ones and go, hey, Linda, Kunga here. You know, I see you from the field sometimes, you know, rocking on that tuba. And, you know, do you think this newfound love might want you to kind of like, you know, just like step down from it, you know, maybe? just a thought as
roll a persuasion check.
Oh. 15 plus 11.
Wow.
She looks at you and Linda says, maybe you're right. Maybe like them, I've been caught in a trance of trying to become first chair in tuba, and maybe my life deserves more love. Maybe I don't need to be first chair.
Look, we all deserve love, and that band doesn't deserve more tubas.
How do you know so much about the band?
I'm always like on the perimeter of battle. So it gives me time to just look around, see the orchestra, and see things.
I never knew you were such an insightful fighter. You always seem so wild out there with your bow and there's some sort of bloodlust in your eyes. You're very perceptive for a gladiator.
I walk up and grab Linda's hand and I caress it. And I'm like, thank you.
Thank you for giving me maybe a new direction in life.
Samesies.
All of this seems inappropriate. I don't know if I should be here for this.
Tan looks over at you and says,
is there any way we can figure out what's going on?
Because I want to know what's going on. I lean in. I've been taking notes this whole time.
Taysen looks at you. When we enter the fights, we don't know what's happening. I don't remember anything. The only clarity I have is I'm with Linda. I feel like something bigger is going on and we don't know what it is.
And all the fighters are feeling this way? All us fighters? Yeah. I look around and I'm like, yeah, I'm pointing at myself as well. All us fighters are feeling this way, correct?
Taysen said, I thought it was just me. And then Tan says, I thought it was just me.
Can I look at all of your eyes?
Make an investigation check.
22.
22. So you do notice that there is that same thing that you saw in Tan that's in Taysen, this like cracked kind of swirling circular figure in the eye, but it's faded. It's not as intense in the moment. And you notice that is similar to the ones that you see in the avatar, the avatars, but just looks a little different, like not fully complete.
Mm-hmm.
Can I lean over to Koga or Honeydew? Mm-hmm. Say, do you plan to stay this way the whole time?
I don't know. I don't have a plan. But I know that Linda's not signature tuba anymore. And I'm one tuba away from being first tuba. Yeah.
A
Okay, as you're figuring out, detangling the situation, this very complicated situation there, let's cut to Dash and Milo, who are underground right now. And again, you see this giant kind of like orb contraption filled with this kind of pink tinted liquid. It looks a lot like the water in the city, this pink tinted water. It's huge. And you see all the fighters, minus a few that aren't there, stretching.
Is the orb clear?
Yeah, it's a clear orb. It's kind of like hanging suspended magically above you with tubes and pipes, all these different sizes coming out of it.
And you said that the ghost girl had just shown me like a vision?
The ghost girl disappeared and you heard a voice sounding like the ghost girl emanating from the giant orb.
I can see through it. I don't see anyone inside, but I heard a voice.
Did Dash say that out loud?
Did you say that?
I said that out loud.
You two are close enough now. You kind of stumbled back a little bit after Kandara let you go, and you notice Dash.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was just talking to myself.
Did they bring you here too?
Well, the doctor pushed me in, but...
Doctor? I don't know what's going on.
Are you okay? You seem very distressed.
My hero just dragged me down, and I kind of wanted to go with it, but I just kept slowly getting afraid, and I said nothing, and now I'm stuck here, and there's this giant pool.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like a horror movie.
You're a lot bigger than me, but you are crying all over me.
I just want to go back to work.
Okay. Dash, like, starts rubbing Milo's back.
Would you two mind making a perception check for me?
Seven.
11.
You guys don't sense anything.
What was your name? I know you're from the merch shop, right? You really love working here?
Yeah, my name's Milo, and I know you're one of the blood boys.
Yeah, Dash.
You do a good job.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, I just want to watch the games, and I don't want to be here, and they're all just, like, not listening.
Oh, man, you're really having a come-to-Bachnu moment.
Did you say that because he has horns and I have horns?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Is that a race thing?
No, I just meant, like, you're having, like, a crisis of faith.
Side note, Bachnu is one of the 12 gods. He's represented by the ox, so that did feel a little racially charged.
I'm so sorry. I really have to examine it must have been implicit bias, you know? Like, I guess I am racist, but that's not your problem. I'll go educate myself.
It's okay. Kandara did it to me too.
Oh no, I'm sorry that happens to you so much.
It's all right.
Would you mind rolling another perception check for me?
Okay. While this Dash starts crying his rabbit tears.
Unspecified
tears.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a nat 20.
Ooh, baby. What'd you get?
3.
So you're like so emotionally distraught right now. Kandara is not the hero you thought she'd be. She really just threw you to the side. You're crying. You, on the other hand, hear voices from deeper into the cavern, closer to where the orb is. With a nat 20, I would say you hear it clear enough that you recognize the voice to be Miguel's, leader of the Lapras Infernos.
It's coming from inside the orb?
No, right below it.
Right below the orb.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's saying, like,
where are they? Look, I don't care about any of that. I just want to know where the other combatants are. They should be down here. We need to renew the spell or it's going to fade away. We'll find them. Did you check the lockers? Well, that's the first place you should have checked, the lockers. That's obviously... Just make sure they come down here so we can patch things up before the final match. Tell the band to play something to stall. All right. Okay.
Milo, I know you're still really upset, and I contributed to that, but I don't want to overstate or understate. Anyways, I think something's going on. I heard Miguel, he must have been using like a messaging stone or something, because I could only hear one side of the conversation. But anyways, there's a spell that they're all using, and it's wearing off, and he's in on it, and he wants to renew it. This might be why all the gladiators are down here, and they seem so out of it.
I knew it. You're right. I knew Kandara couldn't be that uncool.
Are you in love with her? Sorry.
It's complicated.
Okay.
Like, I want to her and then maybe be with her.
Okay.
Look, I didn't try to loosen her grip when she held me.
I don't know if you should tell me this.
You hear a voice. You're patting him. Right?
Mm-hmm, I'm still patting
you. You hear a voice, same voice coming from the orb.
Save me.
Can you hear that, Milo?
As Dash is patting you, you do hear something. Mm. A faint sound.
Save me.
Oh no.
Save me.
They dragged another person here too. Someone's in danger.
Yeah, I think so.
This is uncool. The combatants are going to try to kill someone that's not a combatant.
And you have a lot of emotions.
As you hear this voice, your blade is summoned right in front of you. It sticks into the ground in front of you, like suddenly, and then like a pool of blood splashes.
Oh no, not again. Sorry, this blood, I didn't do this. The sword did. So you don't have to clean this one.
Then I won't. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The sword only shows up when I need to use it, so.
How does it know?
It's a whole thing. It talks to me sometimes, and it used to be Kandara's, and she really wanted it bad, so I think.
How did you get it?
Oh, someone gave it to me outside the lockers one time. It was like early in the season. Honestly, it's pretty cool. Look, you can touch it.
Is something going to happen to me if I touch it?
No. Well.
Okay.
I don't know, actually.
Dash puts a paw on it.
When you put your paw on the blade, you feel a sensation. Side note, did you have your haunted... What was your haunted...
Oh, yeah. It was a little keychain.
Yes.
The keychain is in the shape of a hot sauce bottle, but filled with blood.
Yeah.
What?
I missed my keychain.
Is it on your wrist, or...
I guess I wear it like a necklace, but I keep it like under my armor, so people don't usually see it.
As you put your paw on the blade, your keychain kind of resonates. There's a slight vibration as you touch the blade.
Oh. I take the keychain out from under my armor, and Milo can see it, but it starts like clanging on the metal of my armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
what's happening?
As you take it out, the sword begins to vibrate as well at similar kind of frequencies.
Oh my God.
And we're going to cut away. Minda. Uh-huh. You just pushed someone into a magical hole.
Panic move, yes.
And you're in the room alone. What do you do?
I'm freaking out. And I run out because I want to try and find someone to talk to or to try and help me.
As you run out, you see some security guards walking by. There's still maybe 20 minutes before the match starts. So you know, people are buying snacks and stuff. The merchandise shop, there's one person manning it, but he doesn't seem to be selling anything. Mm-hmm. He just says, I'm just here to watch a shop. I'm not allowed to sell anything.
Oh, side note, I only saw Dashiell go in, right? I didn't see Milo get sucked in.
No, you wouldn't.
I didn't see.
You didn't see.
Okay. Well, then I approach the security guards to say, like, hey, I think there's something weird going on in the blood room.
Do you need to find your seat? Or something?
No, I work here. Hello, look at my scrubs.
Oh, oh, you're one of the doctors.
Yes. I just got to know, do you know anything about this blood room? Because the floor just opened up and sucked in one of my coworkers.
Sounds like it's something above my pay grade. You're going to have to talk to the boss lady.
Oh, my God. Okay. And I know who the boss lady is, so I'm going to go run to try and find her.
You make your way up to the VIP room. You're passing by people. People seem really excited. There's whispers about, oh, I think Lapras Inferno is going to get this. Oh, I don't know. Noisy Pebbles, their last match was pretty impressive. You go up all the way up to the VIP room. You get to the VIP room. There's a guard standing outside of the door. Miss,
Hi,
do you have a badge or something?
I work here. Look at my scrubs.
Right, you're a doctor. Sorry.
I'm looking for Cynthia.
Cynthia Slick. She's not present at the moment. You want to talk to Tammy?
Tammy? Who's Tammy? Her assistant?
Yeah.
Sure.
Knock, knock, knock. He knocks on the door and opens it. Tammy, we got a doctor outside. Seems like an emergency. Tammy's like, okay, just give me a second. And you hear some ruffling and the door opens and Tammy comes out. It's like, what? What do you need?
I'm like, whoa, okay. Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm really stressed right now. I've never been left in charge. I'm just trying to make Cynthia
okay, well,
proud.
No worries, because I'm also stressed. Something weird's going on here.
What's going on?
I saw someone got sucked up into the floor of the blood room. I'm trying to look into the floor.
What are you talking about?
The floor opened up.
In the blood room?
Yes. Okay, maybe I pushed the thing.
Wait, did you push? You pushed the room, or
look? I just gotta know where Cynthia Slick is, because if anyone's gonna know what the heck is going on, it's gonna be her.
Okay, she takes out a message stone, holds it up to her ear. Cynthia, as you're trying to decipher what's going on with this insane threesome and all this stuff is happening, you hear a little beep beep from your message stone, and you hear in your mind, hi, Cynthia,
yeah.
This is Tammy.
Yeah.
We have a doctor up here that said the blood room has, something's been going on in there.
Just give her extra snacks, okay? I can't deal with this right now.
You want me to give the doctor extra snacks?
Yes, I'm dealing with a really
Can I grab
problem.
This message stone?
Yeah, we're going to make opposing dexterity checks. If you have sleight of hand, then use your sleight of hand.
They're both plus two. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, roll.
Okay. 14, 16.
You got it. Man, this dice sucks.
For you.
Overpowering everybody.
So I grab the message stone and I'm like, hi, Cynthia Slick. Yeah, this is Dr. Minda Chinillas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we've got a problem up here. I do not need more snacks. I need to know what in the world is
okay,
going on.
You can grab
the blood room.
There's a pack of peanuts. That's
Look,
for you.
That's not what this is. There's something weird going on here. Three of the players that I've seen have like weird things in their eyes. The blood room's opening up in a way that shouldn't be happening.
The blood room is opening up?
Yes. The blood room is opening up.
What do you mean opening up?
The floor opened up. One of the bloody boys got Linda, pushed in.
from a distance, since Honeydew can hear it, it's like, the blood room's opening up? What does that mean? What is?
And I'm like, is that Kaga?
Okay, I feel like something weird is happening all around and no one's telling me anything about this.
Okay, wow, no one's telling me anything.
Would have helped me a lot.
Tayson's, is something wrong?
The blood room is opening up?
Blood room?
I'm in the corner mumbling to myself.
Does anyone know anything about the blood room?
As you say this, both Tan and Tayson kind of have a moment. The blood room, we go there to warm up, right?
Can I hear this from my end? No.
No.
Okay.
It's a one way.
Gotcha.
And Tan says, yeah, we do go there too.
Don't go to the blood room. No one goes to the blood room. Don't. No one move. No one move. And don't look at me like I'm in charge or anything. Remember, I'm a line cook. Okay. I do a minor conjuration. I create a 3-foot stool. I stand on top of it.
So you're the same height as you're not the same height as Cynthia.
I grab Cynthia by the shoulders. I'm maybe a little too far, and I pretend that I did. Something's is more than plural, whatever. Something's messing with the gods right now. Something is messing with the gods. And I gotta tell you right now, that's out of my pay grade, okay? I'm a line cook, I work at the ramen shop. Whatever is going on right now, we should stay out of it. No one goes to the blood room. Let's just go. Let's all go. We all go. Who can face against the god?
Wait.
Can you?
Something's messing with the gods.
Something's messing with the gods?
Do I hang up on that?
You're good.
I'm hanging up now.
Excuse me. Hey.
Tammy's like, give me that back. And she like grabs it.
Oh,
Do you know where she is?
She's in the locker room of the players. Now get out of my hair. One of the avatars is having a real fit.
Which one?
Mock.
Okay, well, you take care of that. I run.
He didn't like his noodles, said it was too spicy.
Somewhere Dahan's going,
And I run to the lockers.
Yeah, okay, you make your way down to the lockers. We're back in the lockers.
I push Dahan off his 3-foot stool, and then I get on it. Well, look, guys, I'm interested to know what's going on with the gods, because I've had a bet with my friends to find out which god has been at the top of the hierarchy.
Side note for a little lore expo dump. The 12 gods originally battled each other for supremacy, but because they were destroying the world every time they fought, they decided every 100 years they would do a race instead. And whoever wins the race determines the hierarchy of the gods. But the mortals don't know who wins the race. So it's been a popular pastime to guess.
And I have a lot of money betting on Baknu, which is why I've been getting really swole. And as long as I can figure out who's in charge amongst the gods, I can fire my boss, the guy from the core.
Mr. Gallahan.
Can I roll a perception check to see how buff Cynthia is?
Yeah, I'm roll a perception check.
I got a dirty 20.
For perception?
Yeah.
Man, you're getting really good rolls.
Save your good rolls, man.
She's getting pretty swole. You do notice that there's an imbalance with a dirty 20. You notice that there's an imbalance between upper body and lower body. Seems like she mostly does upper body. She really skips on leg day sometimes.
Yeah. I make a side comment like, yeah, you are pretty buff. You can use a little work on the legs, but just...
I don't need feedback.
It's
not a feedback.
Can I conjure another item?
Yes.
Can I conjure a second stool and stand next to it?
As you do this, you hear footsteps coming down the hall.
Wait, hold on. What's... And I'm listening. I'm just listening.
Does everyone get quiet as...
Guys, I hear something. I'm like pointing at Dahan, like, wait, don't put the stool down yet. But I hear footsteps coming. Do I sense how far away?
They're probably like 30, 40 feet away. They're coming down the hall. They're about to make the turn.
Oh, someone's about to come in here. Does anyone know who this is?
What do you do?
I try to transform into a stool.
Oh, my God.
Your skin begins to turn to like a wooden color, but your shape kind of stays the same.
Is my familiar at the ramen shop? Did I leave my familiar there?
You can summon your familiar.
Can I do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll cast find familiar and I'll summon my raven.
You basically can, they can disappear and you can summon it back
okay,
here.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Your familiar shows up.
Ribbit the raven. I'll have it kind of like step out or, you know, kind of fly out and see who's out there.
Do you look through its eyes? It flies out. You see a stout dragon-like creature with, you know, silver. It's Koga.
I snap back and I look at Koga in the room.
I'm like half turning into wood, like trying to hunch over next to the stools that have been set down, trying to make myself into a stool.
Taysan? Dan? Are you guys here? We have to go warm up. It's really important.
I point at Honeydew as Koga. It's you.
We're cutting back to Milo and Dash. What do you do? Your two objects are vibrating, your keychain with blood in it and the sword.
As a paladin, can I use divine sense to see if there's like good or evil magic?
Yeah, go ahead. Use divine sense.
It says the presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor. Powerful good rings like heavenly music in your ears. As an action, you can open your awareness to detect such forces.
Yeah, you can open it up.
Okay. You see Dash's ears, like, go straight up. The tips look like antennae.
Very cute. Your ears go straight up, and you do sense the reverberation of
celestial energy. It's incredibly strong, and it's coming from the orb, the liquid. You also sense a separate one, less strength, coming from right below the orb. And you sense the same celestial energy coming from both your keychain and the sword.
And can I tell if it's good or evil?
I think in our world, it's less good or evil, and it's like celestial or demon.
Isn't that the thing?
it's celestial in nature. It's celestial in nature. It's like godlike in nature, but you don't sense leaning good or evil. You do sense a celestial energy below the orb is not the same celestial energy that you sense from the sword, your keychain, and the orb, if that makes sense.
Okay.
The one right below the orb is different.
Got it. Milo, I don't really know what's going on, but the Blood Boys have a time-honored tradition, and something here is off. I've never been here before under the Blood Bowl. I didn't know you could come under it. But something under the orb, it's not what this is supposed to be. Or it's just different. I don't know. I don't want to put, like, judgment on it, I guess.
Okay, you don't have to judge others, but you can judge the thing. Like, I'm open to that.
Okay, I'm still a little on edge from racism in you.
It's okay. Now I understand and accept your apology. But yeah, that thing, I don't know. I've never been aware of a thing underneath the stadium. And I don't know. I don't like the vibe of everyone in here except you. And I mean, you rubbed my back, dude. Like, I trust you. And I don't trust them right now. And Kandara might want her sword back, but she can't have it. It's mine now. And I think we need to figure out what that thing is.
Should we go in the orb? Oh, okay.
Wait, you want to go inside the...
I figure it out, yeah. Maybe go inside the orb.
You want to swim inside that pink water?
I think there's someone in there.
Okay, I'll watch your back.
Okay, will you hoist me?
Oh, yeah, of course, dude. I pick him up.
They're still warming up in front of you.
Okay.
So if you move any closer, they'll probably start to see you more.
Oh, okay. No, well, I'm picking up Dash by the collar, and I'm like, dude, you want me to, like, throw you in there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, just toss.
It's really far.
It's okay, like, you gotta do it. Just toss.
No, it's all right.
I trust you.
Yeah, I think I could do this.
Yeah,
I got it.
I'll take off all my armor so I'm lighter.
Jesus. Take off your armor?
Perfect. I promise I won't look.
I think it takes 10 minutes to take off our plate mail.
What?
The plate mail takes a long time to... Well, yeah, it takes a long time.
It's fine. Your plate mail isn't, like, that big. No offense, but, you know, you're 3 feet tall. This plate mail only covers, like, 2 feet.
Also, keep it on.
Yeah, like, it's not that heavy. Okay. I'm picking you up. Look. All right.
I know. You're picking me up by the scruff of my neck.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, no. I'll tell you right now, that's a... Oh, 19.
19?
19 plus 1.
Are you trying to say we're too smart to do
No, no, no. I'm basically... So, with that roll, you're like... This is really far, judging by my strength. I probably, there's a high chance that I probably won't make it, but, you know, you can do it anyway. Like, you know, you're like, this is a long distance. It's going to be a tough throw.
Interesting DM move.
You can still do it. But just
do it.
You
can
have the information.
Yeah, just, you have the information. You're smart enough to know that this is a tough throw.
Educate you real quick. All right, you know what? Let me get a running start.
There you go. Now you're like, yeah, I needed a running start.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. And you know, like the shot put thing where you spin? Maybe get a running start and spin.
And then spin?
And then... And release me, like, right at the right moment. You'll know.
Oh, wow. It's not even like a throw. It's like a...
I think shot put is the wrong analogy.
Okay, so...
A disc?
Yeah. A disc, yeah. Oh, I was thinking of a disc. I just heard this voice.
Oh, this is going to be like the ultimate disc throw.
Running start?
Running start.
All right,
so
you're going
to dash.
Okay. Make a athletics check.
Dash is like curling up like in a little ball, tucking his ears in.
Aww. This is
a beautiful bonding moment.
All right, athletics?
Oh. Uh-oh.
All right, I have a +4.
to a 4.
Okay, I trust you. Here we go.
Okay, so you back up.
Wait, no, sorry. Plus 5 to a 4.
So 9?
9. Great.
You back up a few steps and you're feeling really good about this. You've made the calculations. I needed a running start. I could never have done it if I didn't do a running start, but I got it this time. You tuck the little ball of rabbit in your arm and you do 3 big spins. It feels really good. And you just launch it out. Right when you're about to launch, you feel a little slip, like your grip isn't quite as good as you thought it was. And you throw, dash, you feel yourself launch into the air. You've been underground, you've been a blood boy your whole life. You've never really got the experience of, you know, flight and freedom. You never, like, very disciplined growing up. It's the first time you feel yourself take flight. First time you're making your own decisions about, like, what to do. I'm gonna go into this orb.
I'm free.
You fly.
It's working.
You fly about 5 feet. And land straight into the ground. Roll an acrobatics check.
Okay. It's a 5 plus a 1. 6.
You're spinning through the air. You fly 5 feet. You try to land on your feet, but you don't land on your feet. And you slip and you tumble forward another 5, 6, 7, 8 feet. You come sliding through the ground to a halt. Your head hits one of the combatants, one of the players. You look up and it's Lily staring down at you, confused. And then you hear a voice coming from the front. Who's that?
I was free.
We're going to cut back from that to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Making your way down to the thing. You see Koga a little ways in front of you, heading the same direction to the locker room. He's quite a ways in front of you, and he, like, turns down into the locker room. And as you make your way there, 2 guards stop you. Only combatants are allowed in here.
I'm like, excuse me, I am a doctor. Oh, look right. At my scrubs.
Yeah, your scrubs, sorry. The scrubs, they look just so much like normal clothes.
I know.
It's hard.
But, I have to check on one of the players.
Yeah, of
Fighters.
Course. You got to make sure they're healthy for the match, right?
Oh, don't you know it.
I love doctors, and he lets you in.
Okay, good.
Honeydew, you hear Koga walking down. He's getting closer.
Tae-san? Tae-san, are you down here? We gotta go warm up.
Dahan's pointing at me. And so I'm just like in my half like Koga, half like wooden state. The jig is up. So I like stand up and I point at Koga walking in and I'm like, we're all confused what's going on here. There's 2 Kogas. There's people not remembering things. There's a threesome going on here. What's going on? I'm just confused as everybody else. We got to get to the bottom of this.
You all watch as this... He's saying this, but he's still trying to turn into a stool. So his face is kind of shifting shape into like a flat stool, like, but it's not quite there.
There's... 1 Koga here, and then there's whatever this is right here.
Have I burst in yet?
No. Koga walks in, though.
I'm pointing at Koga like it's like the Spider-Man meme.
What's going on?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Tae-san? Tan?
Tae-san says, I'm incredibly confused right now. But Koga, have you been feeling weird lately? Like memories are being jumbled? You don't remember the fights? Koga says,
oh, yeah, that happens sometimes. We need to go warm up right now. Once we warm up, everything will be fine.
I'm shaking my head.
Oh, boss lady. Yeah, I'm going to take Tae-sun and Tan to go warm up. Is it okay if you maybe get rid of... It seems like they're trespassing. We don't really want them in the locker room.
Sure, yeah, we'll get rid of them. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
You come into the room now.
And I'm like, Koga? Koga? Oh, God, things are weirder than I thought they were.
Koga says, oh, Minda, I thought we were going to meet after the match.
Yes. I was trying to find...
I'm just trying to get this riffraff out of the...
Yeah, okay. I don't think any of the fighters should do the fight.
What?
You see Koga kind of back up a little bit. Roll a perception check.
All of us or just...
Everybody, except for the two that are underground.
Perception?
Oh, my God.
Okay, 11 plus 6, 17.
I got 3 18. Plus 4.
I have a 4.
I have an 18.
18? You see him reach for into his pocket. Like, he, like, moves his cloak aside, and he's reaching for what looks like a message stone, a sending stone. The same kind that Cynthia has.
Who, Koga?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, Koga. I'm just... Give me a second. I'm just going to step outside. I have to make a call.
Kunga? What?
It's Koga. Why I know. Do you look kind of like me, but made of wood?
I told you. We're trying to figure out what weird thing's going on here that made me like this. But wait. Okay. I see. Where are you going right now? What are you doing?
I'm going outside.
Who?
I just need to call somebody and figure something out.
He's backing up.
Do we all share his perception at this point, or can you only act?
As he pointed out, you all kind of see he's grabbing the...
Dahan sees something strange is going. I want to cast Mage Hand and try to pull it out of Koga's hand.
Yeah, cast Mage Hand. I guess you would make a sleight of hand with your Mage Hand. We'll do it that way.
Okay. 11 plus 2, 13.
That's not high enough. Koga's quick.
Can I try?
Are you? Oh yeah. Are you close enough? Are you gonna sneak up and try to sleight of hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm like ushering Honeydew and Dahan out.
Okay.
Pretending to.
Okay.
And then I try to grab his message stone.
Yeah. Koga's like, yeah, get them out of here.
That's 14 plus 4.
A sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
a sleight of hand.
Yeah.
It would be plus 7.
Oh.
Wow.
So that's 21, baby.
Ooh. Yeah, you snatch it out of his hand.
Ah, but Bustly, I need that back. That's my phone. That's my message.
Oh, I thought it was mine.
I need.
Sorry.
You see him back up a bit, and he backs up closer to the door and stands in front of the door. He pulls his bow off and then draws an arrow. He's like,
I'm gonna need that back.
Koga.
I'm sorry you had to see this, Minda. And we'll end there. Thanks for listening to Dragons AF. I'm your host and Dungeon Master Chuck Ma. Our band of characters were played by comedians Jed Alcantara, Alfred Aquino II, Tody Garbanzos, Jane Kim, Alan Pintal, and Alex Songxia. Dragons AF is an Earwolf production produced by senior producers Cassie Jerkins and Josh Richmond. Our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez. Follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians. Tell your friends.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacques Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.